Here's everything you need to know to get your Square Reader set up and running. Inside your box, there's a Square Reader for contactless and chip, charging cable, and a Square Reader for magstripe cards. The Square Reader for contactless and chip has a chip card slot, a power button, a port for the charging cable, and an NFC antenna built inside. The battery should last all day on a single charge with normal usage. To check the battery level, press the power button. Four green lights indicate your reader is fully charged and ready for payments. Three or two green lights indicate a partial charge and that it can take even more payments. And one red light means your reader needs a charge immediately. To charge it up, plug the cable into your reader and a computer, USB wall charger, car charger, or USB battery pack. It should take 2 to 3 hours to get a full charge. Four green lights means your reader is ready for business. Now let's connect your reader to your device. You can connect Square Reader to your smartphone or tablet via Bluetooth LE. Make sure your device has the latest version of the Square app. You'll need to do this before you can connect Square Reader. Next, go to your device's settings and turn on Bluetooth. Now you're ready to pair your device with your reader. Open the Square app. Go to the menu, Settings, Card Readers, and then Connect a Reader. Press and hold the power button on your reader for about 3 seconds. When the four orange lights start flashing, release the button. The Square app will automatically pair with the reader. Your reader may go to sleep to save power. If it does, press the power button once and the Square app will connect instantly. Square Reader comes with a USB cable, so you can connect it to Square Stand. Plug the cable into your reader and your stand's USB hub to accept payments and keep your reader charged all day. Square Reader connects automatically and you'll know when your reader is ready. You can also connect with a dock for Square Reader. Place your reader into the dock with the USB port facing downwards. Then set the clip in place to secure your reader. Take the dock's USB cable and plug it into your stand's USB hub. The dock charges your reader, gives it a home on your counter, and positions your reader to accept contactless payments and chip cards. Now let's start taking payments. You can accept contactless payments and chip cards with Square Reader for contactless and chip, and swipe cards with the included magnetic stripe reader. Make sure you position your reader so it's within reach of both you and your customers. This lets you accept payments quickly and easily. Select an item from your library or enter a dollar amount for a new item, then tap charge. Wait for one green light to appear on your reader. This means it's ready to accept payment. To take a contactless payment under $100, no PIN is required. Have your customer hold their contactless card or device near the reader. Four green lights will appear, and when you see the check mark, you're all set. For larger transactions, your customers will need to enter their PIN on your device. To take a chip card payment, tap charge, wait for one green light to appear, then insert the chip card into the Square Reader, chip side facing up. Leave it there until you see the check mark or four green lights appear on the reader. For certain transactions under $35 and any larger transactions, your customers will need to enter their PIN on your device. To swipe cards without a chip, just use your Square Stand's built-in MagStripe reader or use Square Reader for MagStripe cards with your device. To learn more about setting up or taking payments with your reader, go to square.com/setup.